From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're talking about kosher Chinese food, another New Year's show, and Christmas gospel for all faiths. My co-host David Wiegand is the gospel of the arts for the Bay Area. Good morning. You going to write a book?
That's one of the worst you've ever come up with. Okay. Thank you so much.
It's a holy time of year.
Who writes your material? Oh, yeah, you.
Right, you can tell. Anyway, here's something to get your day started.
God's gonna build up Zion's wall.
My Lord spoke and the chariot did stop.
God's gonna build up Zion's wall. Great day, the righteous marching. Great day, God's gonna build up Zion's wall.
Gonna take my breastplate, sword and shield.
God's gonna build up Zion's wall. And
that's the Oakland Interfaith Gospel Choir, a Bay Area treasure, led by Terrence Kelly for 30 years now. And they're getting ready for their annual show Christmas Eve at Slim's. And I asked Kelly if he ever worries about taking gospel into a rock club that serves alcohol.
Well, you're supposed to take the gospel outside of the church. That's what's wrong with a lot of churches now, is that it remains inside the church. You know, if somebody can get blessed by the music with a cocktail in their hands, well, they still got blessed, right?
Absolutely. That boy, he speaks the truth. This is a great Bay Area treasure, as you said. There are two shows on Christmas Eve by the Interfaith Gospel Choir. It is an amazing performance, an amazing way to spend Christmas Eve, regardless of your religious affiliation or lack thereof. It's just a time for reflection and a time for glory.
Yeah, that's at Slim's on Saturday, Christmas Eve. A nice warm-up for that really joyous holiday. Just $15, so it's a cheap thrill. Kung Pao Kosher Comedy is another effort to bring all faiths together, this time, though, for Jewish comedy. And it's a 24-year-old tradition, another one of those traditions where producer Lisa Gadaldig puts on a comedy show in Chinatown. A lot of jokes always about how Jews feel a little weird around Christmas time, a little bit in the minority. This year, the headliner is Elaine Boozler.
That's right. I mean, I have to say, Lisa is absolutely indefatigable. She does a whole lot of things throughout the year, but this is her big deal. And she always managed to get some, you know, a major comic. And Elaine Boozler is a great comic. She's a real veteran, and she gets laughs. And I wish I were Jewish, because I would love to go.
You can go. And I'm not even sure the Chinese food is kosher. Anyway, there's also Alex Edelman on the bill. He's very funny. Kung Pao Kosher Comedy is at the New Asia Restaurant in San Francisco tonight through Sunday, and tickets are going fast, so jump on it. Something with strings now. That's Adam Tease on trombone and his Cosa Nostra strings. He's really a tireless musician with all kinds of bands, an orchestra, a motet, and this string quartet. And you can hear him tonight at Point Richmond Jazz.
That's right. This is a guy that I love everything he does, and you never know what he's going to do next. Yeah, I mean, he's you know, he created the Jazz Mafia, which is a sort of umbrella organization, but there are all these little side groups that he does. And, I mean, the collaborative spirit that makes great music, but, you know, it also kind of reflects what I think the Bay Area is all about, and especially the music scene. It's another reason why I love him.
Adam Tease and the Cosa Nostra Strings play Point Richmond Jazz, and they do it at the great-sounding First United Methodist Church in Richmond. A saxophonist now who defines funk. The unmistakable sound of Maceo Parker, a former sideman to James Brown. And he must like the Bay Area because he's here every New Year's Eve. And this is jazz as party music. And he's playing with a really great vocalist this year. I was reading up on her and listening to some of her music. Judith Hill, she recorded with Prince.
Yeah. I think you're right that he likes the Bay Area, but I think you're also would be right if you said he likes SF Jazz.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, he has a great relationship with SF Jazz. And when you look at so many institutions in the Bay Area and how they've built up relationships with particular artists, it's great to be able to do that, because then you can get a headliner like Maceo Parker on New Year's. Wow, who could ask for anything more?
In fact, four nights. Maceo Parker plays four nights at SF Jazz, Thursday through Sunday, the 29th through the 1st of January. And here's another New Year's Eve show with a band that really rocks harder than anyone.
The honor city is no cities to love. The honor city is no cities to love.
That's Slater Kinney, and they're making another stop in the Bay Area on their comeback tour after they dropped a new album last year. Boy, mm-hmm. They sounded a little like the Rolling Stones there, only a more youthful, vigorous Rolling Stones.
Yes, definitely, yeah. Well, they have their own musical sound, and it's great, and all I can figure is that they're able to tour because Carrie Brownstein may have already filmed all the episodes for Portlandia, which is about to start its new season soon, next month, I believe. I love the band. I love everything that they do, and I'm glad that they're back together and making music. I would imagine this is going to be a New Year's Eve concert that will sell out fast, so I would urge people to, if they want to go, get tickets right away.
Yeah, Slater Kinney plays the Masonic in San Francisco New Year's Eve, and for goodness sakes, if you do go, don't drive. Take a Lyft or Uber or cable car. Happy Hanukkah and happy Kwanzaa and happy solstice to all our listeners. David Wiegand is the assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Details for all the shows we mentioned are at the Do List online at kqed.org/arts. I'm Cy Musiker. You can follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED.